فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُمْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. And even though you cannot see your Lord, surely He sees you. My brothers and sisters, when death comes upon us, and it will come, we see our beloved ones pass away before our eyes, our mother, our father, our brother, our sister, our husbands, our wives, we see them. Our own children, we bury them with our own hands sometimes. As Mu'adh bin Jabal, in a single day, he buried his son and his daughter, radiyallahu anhu. A man buries two of his children on the same day. Today we bury our sister. A man will bury his wife. Children will bury their mother. Do you think this is not coming to you? Do you think that there will come a time when there will not be people standing over your grave and looking into your grave? How do you want to be upon that day? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is not a servant who dies, and 40 people of Tawheed pray his janazah and supplicate for him, except that Allah will accept their intercession, meaning accept their dua for him. 40 people of Tawheed. This is what we want for ourselves, at least 40. Whose intercession Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept him. Intercession meaning their dua. Allah will accept it for them. People of Tawheed. People who are worshippers of Allah. People who establish the 5 daily prayers. Or are you waiting for next year and the year after? I'll start practicing, or I'll start praying when I'm retired. I'll start wearing the hijab when I'm an old lady. I'll start growing my beard after I've retired and lost my job. Because that's when you need Allah, right? Up until then, what? Your dunya? Your world, my brothers and sisters? When we die, we want to be with the righteous. We want to be with the prophets. We want to be with the messengers. And who is the one who will be with the prophets and messengers? Yawm al-Qiyamah, and with the shuhada and saliheen. Who will be with them? Those who are obedient to Allah and His Messenger. So how obedient are you to Allah and His Messenger? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَشُهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And whomsoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, they'll be in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His grace and His bounty. Among the prophets, amongst the truthful followers of the prophets, the martyrs and the righteous. And how excellent those companions are. What a companionship. But that companionship is for whom? For the muttabi'un. For those who make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are obedient to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. Not those who are engaged in bid'ah and misguidance. Not those who are drowned in sin and transgression and chasing the dunya. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Whomsoever obeys Allah and the Rasul unconditionally, not when it suits your fancy, not when you are in the mood, but when Allah has commanded you. You don't pray when you feel like praying. You pray when Allah has commanded you to pray. You don't fast when you want to fast. You fast when Allah has commanded you to fast in the month of Ramadan. Allah has commanded you to get up every single morning before sunrise and pray Fajr prayer. You don't pray Fajr prayer when it suits you. You pray it as Allah has commanded you, and that is better for you. And likewise with the rest of the prayers. Learn Tawheed, because that's the purpose for which you were created. And that was the purpose of the sending of the prophets and the messengers. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا نِعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And we did not send a messenger except to every nation, calling them to the worship of Allah and away from the worship of the false deities. So we don't worship at graves. We make dua for the inhabitants of the graves that Allah forgives them. We don't call upon the dead or the saints or the prophets. We call upon Allah, the creator of them. We make dua to Allah for His forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, these are days of patience and sabr. These are days in which we realize that the one who dies, that we do not become disheartened. Don't be disheartened for the righteous one who died upon the sunnah as one of the salaf of this ummah. That a companion of his died and he was crying. He said, why are you crying? He said, my companion died. He said, did he die upon the sunnah? He said, yes. He said, then don't cry. Don't cry. Our sister, if she died upon the sunnah, or our brother, he died upon the sunnah. Our mother who dies upon the sunnah. Our father who dies upon the sunnah. That we are, my brothers and sisters, you know, hopeful in our hearts. That he died upon good signs. He died upon the sunnah. What better sign than that? She died upon the sunnah and salafiyya and hadith. What better sign than that? What better sign than that? All we see from a person is sunnah, salafiyya. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Do not say of those who are killed in the way of Allah that they are dead. No, they are living, but you don't perceive it. They're alive, but they're alive in the life of the barzakh. We don't perceive it because we're in the hayatul dunya, in the life of this world. They're in a life that is outside of this life, and that is the life of the grave and the barzakh. Then there will be a third life, and that is the life of the akhirah. And that life will never come to an end. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And certainly we shall test you with something of fear and hunger, with loss of wealth and loss of crops and life, or loss of life and crops. But glad tidings are for the patient ones. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَسَابَتْهُمْ مُسِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those, when they are afflicted with a calamity, they say, truly to Allah we belong, and truly to Him we shall return.